There aren't many topics more difficult to joke about than race, especially in South Africa. In Cape Town, there's a new generation of stand-up comics who say that joking about skin color and their country's apartheid history is the best way to help South Africans move forward. Amy Costello reports from Cape Town.
People line up outside the Armchair Theater every Sunday night to see some of the newest names in stand-up comedy. The crowd is mostly white, young, and deliberately grungy. Inside, guys and girls in tank tops squeeze by each other, beer in one hand, cigarette or cell phone in the other. They find places to sit on tattered couches and bean bags. Then a young man with bulging eyes and Elvis sideburns takes the stage.
What else us Oaks and Mitchell's Plain have to deal with? Is the very effective police force we have there.
27-year-old Kurt Schoonrod is of mixed race, what people here call colored.
I said, yeah, I'm calling about the murder. And he goes, a murder. So I said, yeah, a murder. And he goes, name and address of the person you want murdered, sir?
Schoonrod has had a lot of encounters with cops. He grew up in a sprawling settlement reserved for coloreds, where, as a child, he watched security forces shoot and kill his friend. Later, he saw them beat a neighborhood woman senseless. Then, when he turned 18, Schoonrod went off to college.
Ironically enough, that was the first time I ever met white people. You know, it was insane. I must say, I started off college with this major inferiority complex, and I think that's the only part of the apartheid thing that really did work on me. I soon found out that there are so little differences between the two, really. And a lot of my set revolves around marking out those similarities instead of marking out the differences.
Have you checked? Are your parents turned into these cliched psychologists every time you're about to get a hiding? They ask you questions you couldn't possibly answer. Have you checked? Who do you think you are? Says, Mom, I'm 5 years old. I haven't thought about that one yet.
Schoonrod is among the first generation of stand-up comics to come from the townships. They're young. Most are admittedly still figuring out their shtick and sharpening their punchlines. They don't have lots of other black South African comics to emulate. Instead, they're learning from one another and from their audiences. The crowd here is supportive. 19-year-old Jacqueline Laden likes the way the comedians take on serious issues.
They're addressing the racism, and they're addressing the fact that we all have something in common. And when we all laugh together, we realize that everybody has flaws, and it's about accommodating those flaws, understanding them, and getting over it.
Laden is one of the few blacks in the audience tonight. There should be more, says 22-year-old comedian Kahiso Ladiha.
A lot of times I go on stage and I'm really angry and I'm like really pissed off, you know? And I think it shows. In this country, all the white people are like all wealthy. They can afford to pay $30 to go watch comedy on a Sunday. And all the black people are poor. That's why you never see them at the comedy clubs. And I'm pretty much going there getting paid by them. I'm playing for them. So it kind of pisses me off sometimes.
I remember in my math class, I was the only black kid. Only black kid, and I raised my hand with pride. And everybody in the class just looked at me, and all in chorus, they all went, "What, they trying to be clever?" That kind of destroyed me, you know?
Ladiha grew up in a township outside of Pretoria and attended the University of Cape Town. He says most whites have no idea what blacks really endured during apartheid, but he says not everyone is ready to listen to a cocky, dreadlocked man poking fun at white people. Not too long ago, Ladiha was performing in a conservative part of town. Joke after joke, the audience just stared back at him. Finally, out of desperation, Ladiha begged his audience to laugh, reminding them of the time when guys like him had to call white men master or boss.
And I said to them, okay, please laugh at my jokes, I'll make it worth your while. I'll call you bastards. And they all went, ooh. And that I just dug myself deeper into this hole, you know?
Since then, Ladiha says he's toned down his act for conservative crowds, but he and many of Cape Town's comics insist they'll keep joking about race and their country's apartheid history, no matter who's in the audience. But there is one topic these young comedians just won't touch: politics. Again, Kurt Schoonrad.
People are just emerging out of this post-apartheid era, and very strong political gestures are seen as a bit intimidating. It's been such a sore point for such a long time that when politics is raised as a question, even on a stand-up comedy stage, people still get a bit skittish about it.
Schoonrad says comedians will be more comfortable taking pot shots at the country's leaders a few years from now, once the majority black government has had a chance to settle in. Right now, Schoonrad says the political situation is still too fragile.
There's still a lot of tension in South Africa, you know. But for the average man in the street, hearing the lighter side of a hard, tough situation, it eases the sting somewhat. And that essentially is where I think I have a large role to play, and all the other comics in Cape Town as well, or in South Africa really. We've got a large role to play as far as softening that blow goes and making it bearable or, God forbid, funny.
With a weak economy, many theaters around South Africa are struggling to survive. But Schoonrad proudly points out that the audiences for stand-up comedy are growing, proof enough that in times of political and economic uncertainty, comedy is serious business. For NPR News, this is Amy Costello in Cape Town.